for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A
of the afternoon service of Monday afternoon, July the 6th, 1992. Wes Dogenbaugh is the speaker of the afternoon.
And it said, the spirit of Athens. The spirit of Athens? I never heard of that. But I thought, well, those Athens guys, that's where the Olympics originated. And they were bodybuilders and body worshipers, and they'd build all these statues of naked people because they were idolatrizing the human body. So I wrote down pride in speed, and I began to break the pride down. Pride in speed, pride in beauty, pride in strength. See, you can break it down generationally, but you can break it down a little, chop it up by types. Are you with me now? Instead of, if you just tell pride to come out, there may be 50 different types of pride. But if you say pride in speed, pride in beauty, pride in trouncing the enemy in war, pride in sexual conquests, then you'll find these things coming out relatively easily then. See, when they get in a great big group and they start laughing, and you say, you spirit, come out. You laughing spirit, come out. The reason it's laughing is because it thinks you'll never figure it out. Because it's a whole bunch of little ones. And you put enough of them little ones together that acts like a big one. And it's from ancient times, so it's pretty confident that you're not going to get it out. But guess what? The Holy Spirit's smarter than all of that. Hallelujah. All right, so then I began to cast out the different pride spirits and then the idolatry to the arms. I said to you, idolatry of the body, get out. And it started laughing, so I thought, all right, every spirit of idolatry to the arms of man, get out. Then he started getting delivered. Then we do idolatry to the legs. Now, when those guys stand in front of the mirrors and they flex their big muscles, guess what's happening? As they idolize their bodies, they're getting a different spirit for every part that they're idolizing. Now, you can lift weights, I suppose, and do it to the glory of God. But if you do it to the glory of self, you'll open yourself up to evil spirits. Say amen to that. Your motive is a big difference. If you do it to glorify God, that's one thing. If you do it to glorify self, that's idolatry. All right, is there any scriptural proof of these ancient, ancient things? Whatever we do, we ought to be able to find it in the Bible. Now, usually, you would find things in the Bible, and then years later, I would experience it in the Spirit. This last year, I've been experiencing things in the Spirit and clawing in desperation. Where is it in the Bible? But either way, we better get it. We better get the Spirit and the Word together. Can you say amen? All right, so here's some scriptures about ancient things. Ezekiel 25:15. The Sovereign Lord says, because the Philistines acted in vengeance and took vengeance with malice in their hearts and with ancient hostility. Everybody say ancient hostility. Sought to destroy Judah, therefore he's going to punish the Philistines. All right, Ezekiel 35:5. Because you men of Mount Seir harbored an ancient hostility. Say it again. Ancient hostility. And delivered the Israelites over to the sword. At the time of their calamity, therefore, I'll give you over to bloodshed. Ezra 4:15. The people of that region wrote to the king of Persia and said, in these records, you'll find that this city of Jerusalem is a rebellious city, troublesome to kings and provinces, a place of rebellion from ancient times. That's why this city was destroyed. Oh, why? Because rebellion just passed on and on and on and on. Here's another example in the Bible. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 10 that all these Old Testament stories were written for us. Now, 2 Kings 23 tells about Josiah's revival. What did Josiah do? What did Josiah do? He began to destroy the idolatries of centuries. He went nuts destroying idols. He destroyed Solomon's high places that Solomon had built. All those generations before, hundreds of years before. He went up and he destroyed the idols that Jeroboam had built up there in northern Israel. He wasn't even That wasn't even his area. That had already been taken over by Assyria. But he made a guerrilla warfare move up into Assyria and broke down that golden calf and broke down that idol and destroyed it. And the only way he could deal with it was to dig up the... He couldn't dig up the demons out of the... from past generations. All he could do is dig up the bones of the priests. So he dug up the graves. Because he couldn't cast out demons in those days. But it's a type for us. Because we can. We can cast out those ancient bondages. So he dug up the bones of the priests and burned them on those altars to defile that thing and then smashed the altars. And that was the last revival before the nation was destroyed. Now why is God bringing this truth of getting delivered from all these ancient things? I believe that God is bringing it to the body of Christ for this reason. It's going to be part of the last move of God before this world as we know it faces destruction. Listen, God is a holy God. And whatever you believe about the end times, one thing is for sure, God's going to punish this old wicked world. If he's not going to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah and all those other civilizations that were destroyed. And America's on its last move of God, Josiah's revival. We're going to have to deal with the generation, the sins of the fathers. Do you understand what I'm saying? Josiah was the last godly king before Judah was destroyed. The Spirit of God was moving under his ministry. Jeremiah was a happy prophet under him. But when he died, he composed laments for Josiah, and the nation went downhill and was destroyed just a few years later. All right? Now here's another reference to this. We have to find it in the Bible. Matthew chapter 23, verse 29. I always wondered why Jesus chewed the Pharisees out for decorating the tombs of the prophets. I never could understand that. But it says, "Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You build tombs for the prophets and decorate the graves of the righteous, and you say, 'If we had lived in the days of our forefathers, we would not have taken part with them in shedding the blood of the prophets.' So you testify against yourself that you are the descendants of those who murdered the prophets." I used to say, well, what's wrong with being the descendants of those who murdered the prophets? Because if your daddy murdered the prophets, then that spirit of murder is in you. And you shouldn't be going around saying, "I wouldn't have done it." You should say, "Oh, God, have mercy on me. Forgive me. I'm the descendant of a guy that murdered the prophets. Have mercy on me. Forgive me and cleanse me from this sin." They weren't doing that. They were saying, "We wouldn't have done it. We wouldn't have done it." So Jesus really chewed him out. He said, "So Philip, then, you're testifying against yourself that you are the descendants of those who murdered the prophets. So Philip, then, the measure of the sin of your forefathers." Why does history repeat itself? It really does. Why will there be hatred of the Jews over in Germany? All those things just lay there in the flesh and pass on. And why is racial hatred coming back all across this nation? There's racial hatred. Why? It just rides in the flesh, waiting for its day of opportunity. And it just comes right on back. And education doesn't take it away. University degrees don't take it away. Psychology can't touch it. The church has become a referral service to refer everybody to the psychologist who can't help them anyway because they don't have the tools. They can't deal with sin. They don't have the blood of Jesus. They don't have discernment of the Spirit. They have no authority over the devil. And the old pastors are feeling like, "Gee, I need a counseling degree to be worth anything in this day and age." Rise up, Church of God. You're the pillar and foundation of the truth. You have the answers. You're the light of the world. You're the salt of the earth. Come on, let's deliver the world. Come on, we've got the answer. Jesus. We don't have to be a referral service anymore. We can be like Elisha. The king ripped his clothes and said, "Why did you send this leper to me? This king of Syria is trying to provoke a war." Elisha heard about it and said, "Send him to me. Bring him on. He'll know there's a prophet in the land." Now he was boasting on God, not on himself. He knew he had the anointing of the Lord. And anointing makes you bold. All right, so you know what Jesus said to those Pharisees? He said, "So I'm going to send you prophets and wise men and teachers, and some of them you'll kill and crucify, and others you'll flog in your synagogues and pursue from town to town." In other words, you're going to repeat the sins of your fathers if you don't deal with them. "So upon you will come all the righteous blood that's been shed on earth, from the blood of righteous Abel to the blood of Zechariah." See, it went all the way back, didn't it? 75 generations, you can count it up in the first chapters of Luke and Matthew, you know, those genealogies there. You go back to Abel from Jesus Christ, it was 75 generations of murdering the righteous. Okay, now remember that silver belt that we put through our belt loops that we had to rip off. That was the false assumption that something that far back could not possibly be affecting our lives. Listen, the natural mind wants to rebel against that. You want to say, well, I don't believe that, bless God. I'm just going to be blessed because I'm a righteous person and I just don't believe anything like that could possibly affect me. And three out of the five people in the vision said, don't rip that thing off. We have to have this assumption that something that far back couldn't affect us. But then you're not going to get complete and full deliverance because you're not going to get the root. Remember, Jesus, the fig tree withered. Where did it wither from? At the root. Now, Jesus didn't go out and say, you fruitless tree, I'm going to trim you. I'm going to prune you. He didn't even say, I'm going to chop you down. What did John the Baptist say? The axe is laid at the base of the tree, at the branches, at the root. So go for the roots. Now, guess what? You can make the tree good. And I'm nearing the end of my message. But hang on here. I want you to get it all. Now, Jesus said, make a tree good and its fruit will be good. Or make a tree bad and its fruit will be bad, for a tree is recognized by its fruit. You can make your family tree good. You can make it good. You men, you need to get really serious about deliverance. And I tell you what, we need to have deliverance meetings with teenage boys. Of everybody that needs deliverance, teenage boys need it the most. Because they're the ones that are going to follow the next generation. And if they're not cleaned out, all that junk's going to pass right on. You can make the tree good, but if you make it evil, you're making the whole tree evil. You go out and father an illegitimate child, and if nobody deals with that curse, adultery and incest and perversion are going to go down that family tree because you made it an evil tree. But guess what? If you're the child of an illegitimate child or whatever, Jesus knows how to solve all that. You just have to come with him with a willing heart. Sincerely, Jesus will set you free. There'll be people from every tribe, tongue, amen, nation and language in heaven. Jesus knows how to fix us. Now, there's this gal at our church named Trudy. When she first started coming to our church, she'd sit in the car for 3 months and was too afraid to come in. She's going to kill herself. I told you a little bit about her. First person I ministered deliverance to when I got back from Canada with understanding that I had a deliverance anointing. And she got probably 25 different deliverances or more. And none of them dealt with ancient bondages, see? Just stuff that came in during her life. So then she kept saying, Brother Wes, I just feel like God's always going to get mad at me. I mean, no matter what I do, no matter how hard I work at the church, I always feel like God's going to be mad at me, like I'm going to lose his love. So I scheduled a day to minister to her, and I had another person there with me. And God told me it was a spirit of appeasement that her ancestors had sacrificed sons and daughters to appease the wrath of angry gods. And that got into the flesh and went right on down the line where whether they sacrificed anybody or not, they'd try to appease God with an offering or they'd try to appease God by doing this. Their whole mentality was God's going to be mad and I've got to stop his wrath. Whereas what the Bible says is Jesus stopped the wrath of God. Jesus is the atoning sacrifice, hallelujah, for our sins. And you can't stop his wrath. You see, the spirit of appeasement and the spirit of works are a team. They make people work for God's affection and favor, or Jesus already fulfilled the work and gives it to you free. But the spirit of appeasement is trying to stop his wrath. The spirit of works is trying to get his favor. And they're always going to make you feel like God doesn't love me. God doesn't love me. God doesn't love me. People will say to me, Brother Wes, I feel so distant from God. I can't get anything out of the Bible. So I started to cast this spirit of appeasement out. I had to go back from Adam to 160 generations back. Don't try to go from Adam to 300 generations or something because it isn't there. You can't go back very much farther. It cannot be more than a couple hundred generations at the max. So I went and I began to get it out, and it was so strong in her that I had to pray in the virtues like I preached a little bit about. Pray in the power to grasp the love of God. Pray in the wisdom and revelation to know his heart and character. And then I had to get it out one generation at a time because it made her climb right up on the back of the chair. She was clawing my hands and everything else. And this is a lady that works constantly in our church, our most devoted lay person in the church. Her hands even burned with the fire of the Spirit of God, but she still had generational bondages of appeasement. She'd been set free from the spirit of works. One day she'd been feeling so terrible, and I got her started on deliverance from generational works, and God gave her a vision of herself chained to a plow. The plow was set in concrete, And she was trying to pull this plow set in concrete with all these silver chains on her. And when she rebuked the spirit of works generationally, all the chains melted off and she was free. Well, after we went through this whole thing from Adam right up to now, generation by generation, from 160 generations forward, moving forward. The next day I heard her, I was in the computer room typing up some sermon notes to give to the people. I heard her laughing. She's laughing and laughing and laughing. And I stuck my head out. I said, "What in the world are you laughing at?" She's reading the Bible. She says, "I understand the Bible now." See, folks, you're not weird. You go around all through your life thinking, "I am so weird, I'm so dumb, I'm so stupid. I like to get all the weird people in and keep the glorious person that God made, that wonderful thing, and cast the weird out." Get rid of the weird. Keep the people. Keep the people. God loves the people. Now I close with this. I was trying to teach my church this stuff. And when I got onto the sins of the fathers and ancient stuff and having to repent for ancient stuff, boy, I just about lost everything. I mean, people are really starting to talk about me and all this kind of stuff. And Bob had this vision. You know, he had this dream, again, these spiritual dreams. And it was such a help to me because it was just really hard when, you know, you're trying to take people into something new. And in this vision, I was preaching on deliverance, and all these evil spirits came into the church with feathers and dingle-dangle things, and they started doing a rain dance around my congregation. And as they did the rain dance, I started to distort. My cheeks got long, and I got on different clothing with long tails, and my emotions all became jerky, and my words all became all chopped up and reversed, and you couldn't understand me. And that was their perception of me, you see. These spirits were doing a number on them, so they couldn't understand me. And I was preaching on deliverance, and they couldn't get it. And so in this vision, I said, "I'll show you what it's like. Come on outside." And I took them all outside, which represents just keep giving them more light, more light. And there was a fuse that ran up to this giant, some kind of a giant balloon or something up there. Great big thing that was like full of some type of a gas. And I said, "Deliverance is just like this." And I lit the fuse. And it started to burn up, and everybody in the vision was just watching it, watching it, watching it. Taking a little while for the whole message to dawn on them, you see. But all of a sudden it went kerblam, this huge explosion, and blew all those evil spirits away at once. And then he said, "But the explosion didn't stop. It went up to a higher level, and it continued to expand and expand." And he said, "Wes, it went around the world. The explosion went around the world." Hallelujah. Lift your hands up to the Lord. Let's begin to praise the Lord. Hallelujah to Jesus. Now, folks, there are so many things generationally that you just are going to have to learn how to do self-deliverance. And if you're lazy about it, you're just never going to get it. Are you listening to me? All we can do is demonstrate a little bit of it. And that's why the Bible says, therefore, you have an obligation and you rid yourself of these things. Certainly we want to help you. But if you're looking for man to be your deliverer instead of the Holy Spirit, you're just never going to be completely free. We are here to train you and teach you and demonstrate to you that you have authority in Jesus Christ to get rid of this stuff. You can repent. You can receive forgiveness. You can break the curse. God's given you the guns. Come on, everybody, say, "I got a gun." That's right. The last shot, remember, just to say, "Be gone in Jesus' name." Remember how to break them down. Now, I want to see if we can demonstrate something that probably a lot of people would have. So, would you just lift your hands and worship the Lord? Let's get real quiet before the Lord and just worship Him softly and quietly. We want to wait on the Lord because He needs to come. And we call out on You now, Lord, to demonstrate to the people in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Now, Father, I give You all the glory. I didn't know any of this stuff. And I know that I don't get any rewards for what I know. I know we only get rewards for what we do. And therefore, all knowledge doesn't mean that we're spiritual. Unless we walk in love. Just knowing things doesn't mean anything at all. We give You all the praise and all the glory. And I don't have a copyright on this message. This is Your message. This is what your spirit knows. This is what you had in the Word. And I give you all the praise and all the glory. Oh, I love you, Jesus. Let's begin to tell Him we love Him. Just begin to love God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just keep praising Him for a moment. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank 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 you, Jesus. All right, let's pray some prayers together. I'll lead you in a prayer, I think, and have you repeat it after me. Let's just close our eyes and lift our hands up to the Lord. We're going to do some repentance from these things in Romans chapter 1. All right, you just pray after me. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. And we want to be totally clean. Like Hezekiah cleansed the temple, we want to cleanse our bodies and yield ourselves to you as instruments of righteousness. We don't want one part of our body to be dominated by evil spirits. Now we know that we are the offspring of sinful people. And we want to repent of our sins and any sin of the fathers. We ask you to forgive us right now for ingratitude, not counting our blessings, not giving you glory when we are blessed, but attributing it to ourselves and boasting. Forgive us. Please forgive this in our ancestors. Forgive this wretched sin as far back as it goes, all the way to Adam if necessary. We receive forgiveness. And we break those curses in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, one thing that you'll learn is just by doing that much, many of you start getting deliverance right there. Things will start coming up. All right, we're going to keep praying, so just keep your eyes closed. But if you start getting delivered, hey, you can shoot them with 3 shots. A lot of times they're out of there before you ever get a chance to do anything else. Praise the Lord. Some people are getting delivered right now. Right now. Glory to God. Glory to God. That old wretched ingratitude's coming out. Coming out. Oh, we love you, Jesus. All right, let's keep praying. Repeat this after me. We ask you to forgive the sins of boasting to be wise, of becoming fools, and exchanging the glory of God for images, idols. Forgive this as far back as it goes. Forgive it in our life. Forgive idolatry to women, to men, to money, to possessions, to self, to achievements. Forgive every form of idolatry in our lives and as far back as it goes. Forgive all idolatry to the body, to pleasure, and to the stomach, as far back as it goes. We receive forgiveness and we break the curses in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Now we're going to go a little farther. Keep praying with me. Father, we ask you to forgive the sin of exchanging the truth of God for a lie. Wherever we have done that, denying our sins or believing some lie and rejecting the truth, forgive us. Forgive the sins of our fathers, in this area, as far back as it goes, all the way to Adam, in the name of Jesus, we receive forgiveness. And we break that curse now, in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Jesus. Now, Father, we ask you to forgive worshiping and serving created things, coming under their dominion, letting them boss us around. We don't want to be mastered by anything but you. Forgive us. Forgive the sins of our fathers for worshiping and serving created things. Forgive it as far back as it goes. We receive forgiveness and we break the curses in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we especially ask you to forgive forgetting God, for turning our backs on you, for acting like we don't need you. Forgive all self-dependency in Jesus' name. Forgive it in our life and forgive it in our ancestors' lives. Forgive it as far back as it goes. We receive forgiveness and we break the curse in Jesus' name. Now let me add this. It doesn't mean that you can redeem your ancestor out of hell. All you can do is get the evil spirits out of you that came in when they were passed along. The soul that sins, it shall die. And you can't repent for somebody else. Amen. All right? Now, I want you to stand to your feet, reverently, quietly. Now, I'm going to begin to cast things out on a generational basis. And some of you may have some strong manifestations. And if you do, if you're just about ready to blow apart or something, then come up here where somebody can help me. And those of you, you know, be ready to help me now. Let the Holy Spirit tell you. I really respect all you guys here that minister deliverance. Be ready to help me, okay? Because you never know. Somebody may be the sweetest, most darling, wonderful person, but they might come from a witch background. So you don't judge anybody. You understand? If I tell a spirit of perversion to leave and somebody starts manifesting, that doesn't mean they're a homosexual. That doesn't mean they're perverse. That may mean their ancestors were. And they might be really deserving your respect because they've been resisting all that junk and haven't given in to it. All right, so promise now. Let's say we promise. We're not going to judge anybody. We're just going to love each other. So help us God. Amen. All right, let's just close your eyes, lift your hands up to the Lord. Now, don't pray in tongues because it's easier for things to leave when you're not praying in tongues. What I tell to leave, forcefully reject it in your own mind and with your own will. Hallelujah. Now, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, we come against that spirit of ingratitude from Adam to 100 generations back, come up and out of God's people right now. Every foul, lousy, stinking spirit of ingratitude, come out! Now see, if you have a strong manifestation, come up here. If it knocked you down in your chair, come up. Now, come up here and help me, and with her, break it down a little farther. See, if you have such a strong manifestation that it overwhelms you, then we're getting too many generations at once. See? All right, now in the name of the Lord Jesus, from Adam to 100 generations back, come out, every foul spirit of ingratitude. Come up and out of them now. Loose them and be gone in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Get up and out, every foul spirit of ingratitude. Get out of them in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now from Adam to 50 generations back, every foul spirit of ingratitude to God, get out of God's children. Loose them and be gone in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Get out and be gone. Now from Adam to 10 generations back, all that ingratitude, come out. Come out. Come up and out. Loose God's people and be gone in the name of Jesus. Now from Adam to now, every foul spirit of ingratitude, get out. Everything that came in during their life and the last 10 generations, come out. All that wretched ingratitude, come up and out and be gone in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Get out of God's people and be gone. Be gone. Now we're going to pray in the virtues. Don't forget to do that. Everybody start praying that God will fill you with gratitude. Come on. Ask God to fill you with gratitude. You want to be thankful. You want to be grateful. Ask Him to do it for you right now. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Fill us with gratitude. Fill us with thanksgiving. Come on, fill us. Fill us in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Jesus. I'd like to have another a woman stand up here with our brother. So, okay, I always like to have a woman be there for a man's ministering deliverance. Praise the Lord. That's my friend Marty. He knows what he's doing, but I want a woman there. Amen. Glory to God. Now, all right, in the name of Jesus, we come against every ancient bondage of not giving glory to God. Now, we bind that in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. We command every foul spirit that causes us to give the glory to somebody else instead of to God. Get up and out from Adam to 100 generations back. Come up and out. Every foul spirit that causes us to give the glory to somebody else or not give the glory to God, come up and out of God's children right now in Jesus' mighty name. Up and out. Everything that robs God of glory, everything that doesn't give Him the glory, everything that lets the devil steal the glory, come up and out from Adam to 100 generations back. Loose God's people and be gone in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, everything that won't glorify God, everything that refuses to praise God from Adam to 50 generations back, loose God's children, get out of them. Now fill us, Lord, with the oil of gladness and the garment of praise in the name of Jesus. Jesus, help us be totally filled with the heart of Jesus to bring you glory, glory, hallelujah. See, that's the root of sexual sin. That's the root of the sex sins. Now, in the mighty name of Jesus, you're ready now. Here's what we're going to do. That's the root of the sex sins. I'm going to tell the spirit of immorality and lewdness to come out. Don't judge anybody. Lift your hands up to the Lord just quietly and love Him one more time. Now, we're going to ask God to fill us with the purity before we tell this stuff to leave, to drown it. Believe me, now we need to do this. Now, Holy Spirit, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, come down and fill the people with holiness, spiritual dignity, honor for one another, in the mighty name of Jesus, so that we hate lewdness. Fill us with the fear of the Lord and delight in the fear of the Lord, and make us so wise and so loving that we abhor sexual sins. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Now, every foul spirit of fornication from Adam to 100 generations back, come out of God's children right now. Now, now, you wretched spirits of fornication, we pull out your ancient root in the name of Jesus. Get out. Every foul spirit of adultery from Adam to 100 generations back, get out and be gone in the name of Jesus. Out, 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 out in the name of the Lord Jesus. All fornication and adultery, get out. From Adam to 100 generations back, every lewd spirit, come out and be gone in the name of Jesus. All that wretched lewdness, get out. All the approval of lewdness, get out and be gone in the mighty name of Jesus. Every wretched spirit of pornography, come out, come out, come out. Everything that loved to look on nakedness, come out. From Adam to 100 generations back, come up and out of them in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Get out, get out. Every foul spirit of prostitution from Adam to 100 generations back, get out and be gone in the name of Jesus. Get out, all that prostitution spirit. Get out from Adam to 100 generations back. Get out and be gone in the name of Jesus. Get out. I command the dishonor of women from Adam to 100 generations back. Get out. Get up and out. All that dishonor of women. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. All the dishonor of women. Come out. All idolatry to women from Adam to 100 generations back. Come out. Come out. Get out and be gone. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. All idolatry to men. Come out from Adam to 100 generations back. Get out and be gone in the name of Jesus. Out. 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 Out and be gone in the name of Jesus. All idolatry to sexual pleasure from Adam to 100 generations back. Come up and out. Come up and out. All idolatry to pleasure. Come up and out. Come up and out. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now let me have your attention for a moment. Let me have your attention. Everybody try to be real still and quiet for a moment. Everybody. Now see, I commanded so much stuff to come out, you can almost injure somebody. So I have to just take a little break here. Now, do you see how the ancient stuff works? It's there. This isn't just, this isn't mass hypnosis. This is not fooling around. It's there. And you start from Adam, work your way back, work your way forward. You'll be getting the root instead of trimming the tree. All right? Now, see, there's probably a witchcraft background here. It's an ancient pagan background. So it'd be a good thing for her to get out of here and get in another room so that we just don't injure her or hurt her. Okay? Because I want to tell some more stuff to leave. You notice I'm taking a big hunk from Adam to 100 generations. That's a lot. I'm taking a big hunk to make sure I get a manifestation here so people don't think that I'm crazy. She'll be okay if I tell any more stuff to leave. All right, if she starts to get too overwrought, get her out of here. Because we've had people get physically injured before where their blood vessels would all break. When you command too much stuff to leave at once, and you don't break it down into small enough things, then they can have a... In this case, this lady had blotches all over her face for days. But the blood vessels broke because we were trying to tell too much stuff to leave at once. If too many buffaloes go through the gate, they're going to burst down the gate. Okay? So we have to have respect for people. You understand what I'm doing? Lift your hands and praise the Lord now. Now we're going to do some more. Praise the Lord. Now I just only took that stuff to 100 generations and I'm going to keep going here. And you'll have to finish it. The fornication, adultery, prostitution, dishonor of women, idolatry of women. We only took it to 100 generations. I'm not going to try to do it all. I'm going to kick it up and cut the root. And you're going to have to learn how to do this stuff. You'll never get all the way free. You're going to have to learn how to do deliverance. Glory to God. Now, let's give him our attention and our focus again. We respect you, Holy Spirit, and we love you, Jesus, and we love you, Heavenly Father. We pray all glory and attention goes to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, in the mighty name of Jesus, I commend every foul spirit of sexual perversion from Adam to 100 generations back. Loose these people and be gone in Jesus' mighty name. Wait a minute, I want to do that differently. I want to come at this a little bit different. Now, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come against the spirit of idolatry. Idolatry in the mighty name of Jesus. Now get up. From Adam to 100 generations back, all spirits of idolizing animals or trees or beasts or anything like that, get out of God's people now. Every spirit of idolatry, whether they ever bowed to an image of any kind, come up and out. Come up and out in the mighty name of Jesus from Adam to 100 generations back. Get out of God's people and be gone in the name of Jesus. Get up. Any foul spirit of idolatry, you come out of them and be gone in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. All the way out. Every wretched spirit of idolatry, get out and be gone in the name of Jesus. Get out. All idolatry to sex, get out. Idolatry to the male sex organ, get out. Idolatry to the female sex organs, get out. I'm telling you to get out from Adam to 100 generations back. Get out and be gone in the mighty name of Jesus. Loose God's children and be gone. Now, Father, flood us and fill us with reverence for God. Reverence for God. Reverence for God. Holiness, righteousness, fill and flood us with purity in the name of Jesus. Glory to God in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now, in the name of Jesus, we command every foul spirit that came in from exchanging the truth of God for a lie. We bind them, we break them from Adam to 100 generations back. Get out of God's people. Every foul thing that came in for exchanging truth about God for a lie, come out. Every foul spirit of heresy from Adam to 100 generations back, get out and be gone in the mighty name of Jesus. Every foul spirit of doctrine of demons, get out and be gone in Jesus' mighty name. Out, out.
Come up and out. Every foul spirit that caused the people to exchange the truth of God for a lie from Adam to 100 generations back. Get up and out. Out and be gone in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now in the name of Jesus, every foul spirit that caused them to worship and serve those created things, to come under the dominion of something else, get up and out from Adam to 100 generations back. Get up and out. Every spirit of mind control from Adam to 100 generations back. Get out and be gone in the mighty name of Jesus. Every foul Jezebel spirit from Adam to 100 generations back. Get out of God's people and be gone in the mighty name of Jesus. All the foul male domination spirits where they ruled like a beast over their households from Adam to 100 generations back. Get out of these men. Get up and out of them. Get out of them. Get out of any of these people. Anything that's a domination of others. Spirit, come out and be gone in the mighty name of Jesus. Come out and be gone in the mighty name of Jesus. Anything that yielded to that domination, all this demonic submission, come out. Come out. Now, ladies, there's a spirit called demonic submission. It's not the real thing. It makes you submit to things you should never submit to. Unholy, perverse acts. The devil will tell you, you got to submit to your husband, to anal sex. Not so. Not so. You submit to the Holy Spirit at all times, and the Holy Spirit will teach you how to be a good wife. From Adam to 100 generations back, I command that demonic submission. Come up and out of God's people now in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Get out of these women. Get out. Every foul spirit of demonic submission, get out of them and be gone in the name of Jesus. Get out. Anything that makes a man submit to a woman in a perverse way, get out and be gone in the name of Jesus. From Adam to 100 generations back. Any Ahab type of spirit, come out, come out, come out, and be gone in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now let's lift our hands and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible says the Lord worked with them, confirming the word with signs following. Hallelujah. So God's confirming His word. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now we want to go to this third level here. Now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come against this awful sin of not considering God worth remembering. In the mighty name of Jesus, every foul spirit that does that, from Adam to 100 generations back, you get up and out of these people now. Every wretched, foul spirit that considers God not worth remembering, come up and out of them. Come up and out. Everything that makes them want to forget God, forget He even exists. Come up and out. Loose them and be gone. Out in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Loose them and be gone. Loose them and be gone. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let me just show you a little something else. We've got just a few more minutes. The things that your ancestors could be into are so many. And if you want to know whether they were into it, just try it. Say, any spirit of bestiality from Adam to now, get out. I don't want to be beast. I don't want to have bestial sex. Well, if you tell that much to come out and it's in there, you'll get a reaction. But if it was in there just a little bit, it might just leave and be gone. I do that a lot. If I think something might be in there, I just say anything like that from Adam to now. Get out of me. Don't forget. Repent for the sins of the Father. Say, if my ancestors did that, forgive it all the way back to Adam. I receive forgiveness. I break the curse. Bang, bang, bang. Then say, from Adam to now, get out. You can take any amount, any type of sin. You can take any type of sin and you can tell it to come out that way. I want to do this wretched old spirit of appeasement and the spirit of works. Now, those are so cruel because they cut people off from God. Those are very heavy in Catholicism. My city is a very Catholic city. I've got a list of about 200 bondages that I cast out of Catholics. But appeasement and works existed before Catholicism. They're from ancient times. Everybody pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I ask you to forgive my sins when I've tried to work to get your love instead of believing in it.
Forgive me. Forgive the sin of my fathers when they tried to work for your love. I receive forgiveness and I break the curse in Jesus' mighty name. Now, Heavenly Father, forgive my sins. When I've tried to appease your wrath, I've tried to buy you off some way. Forgive that in my life. Forgive that sin of appeasement in my fathers, as far back as it goes. In the mighty name of Jesus, I receive forgiveness and I break the curse in Jesus' mighty name. All right, now here we go. From Adam to 100 generations back, that foul spirit of works, come out, come out. You spirit that works for God's love, come out. From Adam to 100 generations back, come up and out. Loose them now. Get up and out. All you wretched spirits of works, get out. Get out and be gone. You spirits of appeasement, from Adam to 100 generations back, you wretched spirits of appeasement, loose God's children. Loose them and be gone in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Loose them and be gone. Loose them and be gone in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, how many of you think we're getting more response when you deal with the generational stuff? Boy, you're really bringing the hammer down. Now, there's a lot of spirits I don't know anything about, that these other people have been in it longer than me, and they know things I don't know anything about. But if you'll take what they know and what God taught me and you'll put it together, man, you're going to be one mean dude, amen, when it comes to destroying the works of the devil. I have oodles of things to learn. But let's take what God's showing to different people, because God's never going to show everything to one guy. He's going to make us interdependent upon each other so that we can't get exalted. That's why this young man had the visions. I can't say, well, boy, I got this great revelation. Well, I got some revelation, but he got some that was a major help to me. All right, one last thing, that 1 minute. I'm going to do that this sin of generational witchcraft, because if it's in you, I want you to know about it. Now, you pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive all occult sins of divination, of sorcery, of witchcraft, of familiar spirits. Forgive it in our lives. Forgive any involvement in that. All the way back to Adam. We receive forgiveness and we break the curses in Jesus' mighty name. All right, now you just let it out. Any false familiar spirit, a familiar spirit that tells fortunes from Adam to 50 generations back, get out of God's people. Get up and out. Every foul familiar spirit, come out. Come out. Come out. Anything that came in through astrology that's a familiar spirit, come out and be gone. All spirits of divination from Adam to 50 generations back, come out of God's people. Come out and be gone. Come out and be gone. Come out and be gone in the mighty name of Jesus. Every foul spirit of black witchcraft that has to do with sacrificing people and murdering people from Adam to 100 generations back, come out. Come up and out of God's people in the mighty name of Jesus. Every foul spirit of witchcraft, come out. Every foul spirit of sorcery from Adam to 100 generations back, get out. Get out. Get out. Get out and be gone in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Loose them and be gone. Loose them and be gone. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let's all stop for a minute. Now, you have those things on the run. Whatever you want to find out, whether it was there, you just say, dear God, if my ancestors were ever involved in this sin, I want absolutely nothing to do with it. So I ask you to forgive it. If I've ever involved just a little bit, I ask you to forgive it as far back as it goes in my father's side. I receive forgiveness. I break the curse. And you just take a test from Adam to now. Get out. And something, if it starts to kick up and it's real strong, then break it down in smaller pieces. Break it down generationally or break it down in type. Now let's lift our hands and thank the Lord for His truth. And you can minister deliverance to yourself all day long, all night long.
You can cleanse the temple. Glory to God. Everybody say, I can do it. The Holy Spirit will help me. I've got the guns. Glory to God. Jesus deserves all the praise. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Brother Glenn.
Now, let's do something else. Let's everybody raise our hands. Father, we ask the Holy Ghost to come in and fill every area that's been vacated. We ask the Holy Spirit to come and fill every area that's been vacated so there's no place for anything to return to. Father, we thank you for your word says that when the house was swept and clean, it went forth and tried to come back with seven that was worse. So we ask the Holy Ghost to fill every area so there's nothing, no vacant place for anything to return to. We thank you for it, Father. We praise you for it. Now, Father, as priest of this place, I take dominion over every spirit that has been cast out today, and I bind it to the day of judgment and ask the angels of the Lord, Father, to come and take these spirits and keep them bound till Jesus shall judge them at the day of judgment so that they cannot return and harm anybody any place else. But I bind them, for your word says that Jesus went and sat down at the right hand of the Father until his enemies are put under his feet, and these are Jesus' enemies. And we take authority over them. We bind them to the day when Jesus shall judge them. In Jesus' name, I take that place of authority. Amen, amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Now, okay.
Remember now, on all these things, I only went to 100 generations. Right? I didn't go from Adam to 75 or 50 or 25 or now. So, remember, you have to finish your homework. I tried to write down everything I said. I think I missed some of them, but if any of you want the list of things I said, I did write some of them down as best I could. But anyway, you know, once you cut the root, the plant starts to wither anyway. Amen. But just go ahead and finish it out. You got to finish your homework. All right.
Now, we got watermelon and corn and out of the garden and what duck? Everybody pick up the paper towel so we don't have to come around and do it. I'm not finished here yet, so let's hold steady for a minute. Tomorrow, I will pick up on curses and teach on curses tomorrow afternoon also. He has touched on a lot of it, but there's a whole lot more in this area of curses that hasn't been touched on today. And I will pick up and touch and deal with the thought of curses, and I'll take a lot of scriptures and go down through the scriptures and call and show from the scripture the curses from the scripture. And we've got a little book over here that Steve Bell's written called Breaking Free, and it has 70 some curses listed in it that he has picked up and put together in a little book that he's printed that lists them. Now, I'm of the opinion that every family, I don't care who you are, that every family is under the curse of incest and the bastard. Why do I believe that? Because it is a 10-generation curse, and Satan's purpose is to get that repeated before it runs out. And I believe that someplace in your ancestral heritage there's incest and the curse of the bastard, and everybody, every family is under that curse, in my opinion. Because Satan's job is to reproduce it in you or your children or your parents before you so that it will never run out. And that's true of a lot of other curses. So I believe that we're under these things. Now, Jesus became our curse, and I know that God is sovereign. And I know that a lot of people are delivered of a lot of these things when they get saved. But a lot of us aren't. And you say, well, I thought I got all that when I got saved. Because Jesus became my curse. We have to appropriate the fact that he became our curse just as we have to accept salvation. It is not a fact that takes place just because the Scripture says so. We have to apply and appropriate it. And if we don't appropriate it, many times it doesn't happen. But I know that people are alcoholics, and when they get saved, some of them get delivered. But other people, when they get saved, still are an alcoholic. Why? I thought they got it delivered when they got saved. Because we have to appropriate the word and apply it in those areas, and then it works. Or it isn't the fact that it works, it's the fact that it's the word of God and we appropriate it, and then it's life unto us. It's life unto us. So, you see, tradition has taught us that when I got saved, I got delivered of everything. But fact of life tells us that that isn't so, because we know people who smoke after they got saved, and they still, or smoke before, and they still smoke afterwards. Why didn't they quit when they got saved? They've got to be delivered from it. But other people got saved, and they were immediately delivered from it. You see? We have to rightly divide the word and apply it to our lives. Okay. Back at 7 o'clock tonight for the night service. Father, we thank you for the food that's prepared for us. Make it health and flesh to us. We praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
Oh, victory in Jesus, thy Savior forever. He sought me and he brought me with his redeeming love. He loved me and I knew him, and all my love is to him. He found me. Love him,
light of mine.
I'm gonna let it shine, this little light of mine.
I'm gonna let it shine, this little light of mine.
I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.